Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Our next guest is Dr. Jonathan Singer. He's local. He's from Evanston, professor at Loyola University's School of Social Work and past president of the American Association of Suicidology. Mental Health Awareness Month starts tomorrow, and I know you are doing an event with the Glenbard Parent Series. That's a free resource to parents. We always try and feature one of their authors or one of their speakers at least once a month on the show because they have so many things to offer. Thanks for joining us, Doctor. I know suicide is something that you have spent a lot of time studying, and what drew you to that? That's what I'm always intrigued by. What drew you to that specialty?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. So I was drawn to the specialty because in high school, I was in the play Ordinary People, which was really my first introduction to this idea that somebody could try to kill themselves. And then after I finished my MSW, I got a job working with suicidal kids and their families.
And you've pretty much dedicated your life to these studies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The frontline work, working with families, going into schools, emergency shelters, you know, going out to people's homes, like you name it, and then going back and get my PhD so I could do some research and answer some bigger questions.
Dr. Singer is going to be speaking at the Carroll Stream Library at 7 tomorrow. It's a resource fair starting at 6:15. His presentation at 7. You can go to gpsparentseries.org. That's glenbardparentseries.org. You must be thankful through all your work that we finally have a 988 line, which for anyone listening who might be thinking or have thought about suicide, 988 is truly a life-saving tool, and that's something you saw coming about in your life as I did.
Absolutely, yeah. So before that, it was the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, you know, the 800 number. The 988 is so important because it's a three-digit number. It tells the American public that this is as important as a 911, a 311, a 211. And one of the things that people don't know about 988 is that you don't have to be the person in crisis. You can be somebody who's supporting somebody in crisis. So let's say you have a parent or a child or a partner who's in crisis and you don't know exactly what to do. It's 2 a.m. You can't reach the therapist. You can't go to a clinic. What do? You call 988. You have trained people 24/7 that can walk you through it.
I honestly did not know that. I did not know that. That is great information that you just shared, that anybody can use it, especially those that want to help someone. I've lost friends to suicide. I can't imagine what it's like to be a parent who loses a child to suicide. I know it's a difficult conversation to have, but are there warning signs? Is there anything that we can do to possibly support children, especially teenagers, and steer them away from that idea?
Well, there are a couple of clear warning signs. One of them is that if you hear a kid making statements about wanting to die or making plans for dying, you want to hear it and take it seriously. Now, I don't think that anybody would hear a kid say, I'm thinking about killing myself, and intentionally dismiss it. But oftentimes we have this sort of knee-jerk reaction, which is to try and make them feel better, right? So if you have a kid who says, I don't think anybody would care if I lived or I died, or I don't really imagine myself being here at graduation, we kind of have a knee-jerk reaction to be like, what are you talking about? Like, you're so great. You do so well in this, or you've got so many friends, or like, people love you, right? So we want to help. But in doing so, we sort of ignore the statement, right? And so that's one of the first things, hear the statement. The second thing is that if you have a kid, a teenager specifically, who has really had a shift in their social interactions, maybe they deactivated their social media accounts. Maybe you see that they are getting angry or having outbursts at people that they never would, like grandma, or they yell at the principal, or something that's really out of character, out of context. And they're not sleeping well. Like, all of these things combined could be warning signs that they are thinking about ending their life, right? So, again, any one of those, a bad night's sleep, or, you know, a teenager having an outburst, like that's just a Wednesday, right?
Right.
But having these things together with a statement about like, I don't think anybody would care if I lived or I died, or people would be better off if I were gone. Like those are your warning signs.
As a parent, do you say, are you thinking about suicide?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the great thing about parents is that we know our kids really well. And so there might be specific ways that you would phrase it. You know, you might say something like, I've noticed that we used to talk. We don't really talk anymore. And I understand there are lots of reasons why you might not come to me. But I just have to wonder if there's something going on in your life that's so bad that you're having thoughts of suicide, even if that's not something that you've ever had before. Right. So you can throw in the phrase have thoughts of suicide or thinking about killing yourself in the context of something that you know about your kid. And that means a lot more than just saying, hey, are you thinking about killing yourself? Which
right.
is a jarring question for anybody here.
And we've shied away from it because people always believed, well, if you put that in their head, maybe they will. But that's not how it works, right?
That's exactly right. Right. So we have years of clinical wisdom, and we also have research that shows that asking the question will not make somebody suicidal.
Thank you so much for joining us. I think we need to have more conversations in the future, but I encourage everyone to join you tomorrow night at the Carol Stream Library. And of course, these things are always available via Zoom, or you can go back and check it out. But 7 o'clock on Zoom, go to gpsparentseries.org. Thank you so much, Doctor.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Have a great rest of your day.
Dr. Jonathan Singer from Loyola University.